All right, now good evening to you guys. I'm Victor Joy. I hope you guys are great. There you have it, these clown-ass racists. All right, now Mitch and Joma, simple disclaimer here. Everybody's not racist like Mitch and Joma say this one time. If you're not, please don't be offended. I don't think anybody can delusionally mask the racism. Mitch and Joe call me niggers. Mitch will kind of call me a couple of niggers too. Biden call me niggers. I don't think anybody can mask the racism of Mitch and Joe and their racism and their nigger comments, nigger gorilla comments, and their inhuman treatment. All right, now that's the Lord. Okay, I'm gonna say I'm not gonna bite my tongue to Mitch where it's about the racism. It's just not happening. Okay, what are these jackasses? Right, they're racist. Right. Okay, so you know, please don't be offended, because how else do I explain them? Okay, clearly the veil has been ripped off these pieces of crap, right? Right now. I got it. These racists got laughed to scorn. They got mocked to scorn. I thank God for Jesus, right? All right, now that's the Lord. When I'm not there, the Lord speaks for me. When they start saying I'm not qualified, it was like saying it has nothing to do with her qualification. She is qualified. She made the money, right? All right, now they said, you know, why did you lie about racism? Not just that, I thank God. They told their crusty asses, these old dumbass racists, to sit their asses down when they start trying to lie qualifications. They're on the phone with Russia and the Klan. They didn't say qualifications. They're calling me niggers. These racists are so stupid. They've sat around for 3 years for me to extract fraud because they're so damn dumb they can't make their own money. That's what you call a qualification. Not just that. They contacted Yale and these high in Princeton and Harvard and all these big institutions that people, parents, go into debt trying to pay for to flex their kids went to school there to try to buy my work because I'm debt qualified. Not just that. All right, now these racists have been for 3 years and they have not made any money. Okay, as far as qualifications is concerned, clearly I'm qualified to the fact that Mitch and Joe got told to sit they shitty clown racist demonic asses down, right? Like, she is qualified and got told to sit they delusional mad green asses down. Nobody give you racist no money. Not just that. Check this out now. All right, now, so I'll give America back its citizenship. I'm not giving America $606 trillion because that's what it is. It's $606 trillion. I'm not giving America $606 trillion. These racists have lost their damn minds. No. I bought a ticket. You guys can verify me. These racists start to drop my money. Let me put up my check for this time. You notice they say zero because these assholes put me on the restricted schedule for 3 weeks. It says zero. You guys see that, right? All right, now, this is the check that come out October the 1st. These fuckers are so racist. What's up, right? I can put it up here. This is what my next check is for October the 1st. It's $0. These stupid-ass racist folks, right? You know, justify this to me. So I'm doing everything I can in my due diligence to leave out the United States and give these racists back their citizenship because I'm not going to give their clown asses any money. Right? I'm doing everything I need to do to leave, to go, right? You notice that, right? You do see this check say zero, right? Does that make sense, right? No, because these dumbass racists trying to drop my money because they're so stupid they have not been able to make their own money in 3 years of begging. That's how unqualified these dumbasses are, okay? According to Mitch and Joe, the economy has collapsed at least 20 times, right? You guys can fact check my ass. At least 5 times or 8 times have been catastrophic, especially the one in 2008 that was so bad these dumbasses shut down parts of Europe. They're so stupid. And despite there being over $2 trillion on the earth that they need, these dumbasses let the economy shut down and the world shut down for $2 trillion. They're so fucking stupid. They're stupid. They had parts of Europe shutting down for $2 trillion. They're so damn dumb. What? You guys see the extraction ripple? It goes back through time and space. And back in 2008, I've extracted over $800 trillion from 2008. These dumbasses couldn't even make $2 trillion. And clearly, it was back there in 2008. I went through time and space by Jesus' wisdom, by Jesus' goodness, because I'm qualified. And right now, despite these dumbasses living through 2008, I had no power in 2008. These dumbasses had power in 2008. They still kept running America into the ground. These dumbasses had parts of Europe and Asia shutting down. These dumbasses collapsed the automobile industry. These dumbasses collapsed the government. These dumbasses collapsed the banking industry. These dumbasses also collapsed. All right, now the housing market, they're so fucking stupid. They had parts of Europe and Asia shut down. They're so damn incompetent. Now, how is it that the extraction can go back through space and time? For 2008 alone, over $800 trillion was extracted, and there's more, through space and time. That's how I qualified them. These stupid assholes with every power and every white privilege, while they were back there lying and still oppressing people, they monkey asses. And right now, clearly, they had, I mean, I want you guys to imagine this. And right now, I just got to put this in layman terms. I'm going to say this one more time. If you're not racist like Mitch and Joe, what do I call Mitch and Joe? Got caught saying nigger. Got caught saying monkeys. Got caught saying gorillas. What do I call Mitch and Joe? They got caught calling the Klan. What do I call Mitch and Joe? They got caught calling different countries trying to steal saying nigger, right, to France and, you know, Canada. They got caught saying black girl to Russia, right now in UK. what do I call, Vladimir Putin and King Charles? They got cult saying black girl to Germany. All right, now Germany would be one of my natives, so it's Jerusalem. All right, now Israel, right? Well, Israel is, right? That would be doing my girl, Michelle B. Jane. All right, now the Germany is in there too, right? That's where it comes from. All right, now again, I say, all right, now, so they didn't say anything about my qualifications. They said nigger, right? All right, these clowns lived, I ain't got to call them any names, Lord. You know, look at the record, right? These clowns lived through 2008 when the collapse was so bad. They so stupid. They so unqualified. They so dumb. They suck dick. They're racist. They're white supremacists. They sit their stupid asses in a seat they did not earn. That does not justify they earn. Their records does not justify what they earned. Their records don't justify them being there. They dumb asses have not improved the economy. It's collapsed over 20 times upon these jackasses. They try to be, stop it. That's unqualified, these stupid assholes are, oh my God, go through their records, look at the collapses. Go through their records, look at the automobile industry collapsing. Oh my God, it's so unqualified. Go through their records, look at the banking industry collapsing. These dumbass racist men. All right, no, that's, oh my God, it's so unqualified. Go through when they collapsed Europe and parts of Europe in 2008. Oh my God, it was bank collapses last year. They so unqualified. Oh my God, I ain't even got to call these dumbasses. I mean, compare my record up to theirs. They got Harvard and Yale and Princeton all done by my work because I'm so qualified. They got Bill Gates and Elon Musty throat. All right, now, by my work, the statement says, through the Lord Jesus, by the Lord Jesus, because I have power like that. Just that makes sense. I give Jesus praise, honor, and glory. I kiss the Lord Jesus' feet to say, Harvard is trying to buy your work. All right, now, I thought Harvard's supposed to be giving up the money. All right, now, to make people look at you. All right, now, I didn't go through Harvard. I went through Jesus. All right, now, Harvard's looking at me, trying to buy from up under me. What's up, right? That's how qualified I am. All right, now, oh, my God, I ain't got to say how qualified these dumbass racist folks are. Just that makes sense. Oh, Mitch and Joe, if you're not racist like Mitch and Joe and Musty and Prisker and all these other clown-ass racists, don't be offended, right? But what do I call Mitch and Joe? You didn't see that they lied about the Dittnet group. I mean, what part of qualifications had to do with them starving me, calling me a nigger? What part of qualifications had to do with them drying up my money, getting me kicked out my house, calling me niggers? I'm confused. What kind of qualifications, what do my qualifications have to do with me, doing them for 317 days, doing hate crimes and lynchings against me, as they called me niggers, starved me, I had no food to eat, and I had no, they saw my money drop, and they kept being racist. What do qualifications have to do with doing torture hate counts? What do qualifications got to do with Mitch Joe and his crackhead son that's so stupid? Oh my God. So his dumbass crackhead son, right now, so he's qualified. His dumbass crackhead corrupt son is qualified. His blonde hair, blue eyed son, tell him to get his stupid ass out there right now and make some money. His dumbass hasn't. He's been trying to steal and do all sorts of stuff and suck dick right now for the last couple of years. In 3 years, these races have begged and they dumbasses have not made no money because they're not qualified. Since Mitch and Joe have been in office, there have been at least 20 catastrophic collapses, the worst in 2008. Banks have collapsed over and over again since these dumbasses have been in office. That's why I'm qualified. The United States economy keep collapsing up on these stupid asses because they're not qualified. It's consistently collapsing year after year after year after year. It's the same money coming in. It's the same people. And sometimes there's an increase, but still, there's a collapse because they're so fucking stupid. Despite the increases, there are collapses because these dumbasses are so fucking dumb because they're not qualified. Oh my God. I didn't got to defend that one as far as these stupid ass races being qualified. Shit, compare my money record up to their dumbasses. I'm just saying, right? All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no. So as far as, like, that is concerned, I mean, you know, Lord have mercy. Oh, God, the delusion. What's up? All right, no, so I'm happy. All right, no, that's what I'm saying. All right, now, I bought a ticket back in July. You guys can fact check me. All right, no, these races been trying to drop my money. They're trying to make me destitute. They're trying to, starve me, humiliate me, and embarrass me. They're trying to basically make me homeless again. But I'm not homeless or anything. I'm fine. But that's what they've been trying to do. I dropped my black Asian ass across the border so fast. Last year, I didn't have a passport when they were doing all this stuff. After them hiding my passport for 2 months, and I kept calling, go through my own streaming. And go through my calls. I kept calling the passport agency over and over again. These assholes kept hiding my passport. Then finally somebody in Atlanta stopped playing games and they sent it to me. Last year I didn't have a passport when they kept drawing up my money. The city says I jumped my black Asian ass to Mexico so fast that I eliminate these fucking racists and they delusional ass begging. Nobody's giving these dumbass racists $606 trillion. No. Your citizenship in your shithole country is not worth $606 trillion. You fools have lost your fucking minds. No. God forgive me for cussing, but no. I'm happy to go out offer the extraction in Europe and Asia to improve. All right, now South America can also buy it. Mexico can also buy it. All right, now Canada may also buy the extraction. Not the extraction, the stock, right? The United States is blocked. I'm not giving these damn racists no money. Clearly, there was no hell, no wells to fact that shitty britches, dick-sucking Mitch, got his dumb, delusional, faggot, racist ass dragged, right? I ain't doing nothing to these folks, okay? Which part of my qualifications have to do with them starving me like I'm some wild animal? Which one part of their qualifications called me nigger saying, bragging left to the top of their lungs about me getting kicked out my house? What part of these qualifications? They didn't bust Biden at the international level calling me niggers and saying he wanted to hang me and lie on this nigger, right? They didn't bust him at the international level, so I'm not lying on him. They busted as they threw a sorry ass out of office, right? I'm not lying that Mitch and Joe were calling me niggers and Hunter Biden was calling me niggers and his whole racist skinhead clown ass family were calling me niggers, all right? Now that's for his grandchildren with balls and without balls and the Freemasons calling me niggers too, right? What's up? Huh? What does calling me niggers and starving me and getting me kicked out of my house and drowned at my work have to do with qualifications? I'm confused. I don't get that, right? I mean, God have mercy, these jackass racists. Oh, shit. Every racist, all right, no, not just racist, hell. All right, no, I hope T.D. Jakes beat the delusional, gross, greasy ass, see how much of a pun he is, and God forgive me. I don't put a lens on like T.D. Jakes. T.D. Jakes the devil. Does that make sense right now? He needs Jesus, right? You lead so many people astray. It was a guess, and I ain't got to repeat what no guy said. Just watch it as far as, like, Diddy is concerned. All right, no, that's the Lord, all right, no. But as far as, like, this is concerned, I hope T.D. Jakes see, in his delusion, see what a pun his big nasty self is. Saying he want to rob me, kill me, and rape me, and do all men are evil against me because his old nasty old disgusting ass got jealous. I hope T.D. Jakes speak dumb ass, see what a pun he is. Lord, forgive me. I shouldn't say that. I hope that T.D. Jakes big nasty self see what a pun he is. Now, T.D. Jakes, D.D. Jakes, Sarah Jakes, and Cora Jakes, they boys, they men, they got dicks. Now, T.D. Jakes, right now, he can't pass the racist test of that. If T.D. Jakes had tried to smuggle his bobo man daughters that are actually dudes into the dick nut group as women, the racists would have been crying and screaming, able to let his big ass do that. Now, for other races, they turned it away because clearly they've been doing this over 5,000 women with vaginas in the dick nut group because these racists been doing that shit, right? What's up, right? There's no house of wilds, in fact, they got their asses dragged across the entire world. All right, now every country on planet Earth was laughing at these assholes because they can't steal. I'm going to give America back their citizenship. That'll destroy these racist delusion of trying to beg. Your citizenship is not worth $606 trillion. You dumbasses are delusion. If you don't believe that I'm serious about giving America back a citizenship, fact check me. I bought a ticket for Toronto, Canada, 24 this year. In July, then they start drawing up my money. I was supposed to be leaving July the 30th. You guys can't trip me. I bought a Greyhound ticket to Canada. I was done with the United States. I was going to go working on Canada some type of a way. I was done with the United States. That was it. I was going to get the hell out of the United States. I'm going to let these racists beg me. They're not going to try to be drawing up my work. I was going to go to another place to find some work, right? So I chose Canada. I found some cheap accommodations. You guys could go through all my stuff, right? So that's the proof that I was doing my due diligence to get the United States. And lo and behold, these racists start drawing up my money. Here go to zero check to prove that. Right? I had my own house where I was trying to work with some stupid ass racist. Got me kicked out of, right? What's up? So I am doing everything I can to leave and these dumb ass racists keep playing games with my work and my money, right? Nobody's giving your assets any money. You don't get the bed because you're racist. You're not entitled because you're racist. You're delusional. You're not getting a handout because you're racist. You're not special because you're racist. You're not getting any money because you're fucking racist. You're not getting money because you're fucked up and racist. I said no. No. You can have back your worthless, shithole American citizenship. It's not worth $606 trillion. You're right. I did buy a ticket for Canada, you know, this year in July 30th. I was supposed to be leaving. Then these racists are drowning up my money, right? What's up? Because they dumbasses, despite begging for 3 straight years, they so unqualified, can't make their own fucking money. Okay, again, I say I must put a disclaimer here. If you're not like, okay, being a white man don't make you smarter. Look at Mitch and Joe. They crashed the economy over 20 times. It's been falling into the ground. Being a white man don't make you wiser. Look at Mitch and Joe. Look at Elon Musk, right? Nobody, he ain't even running Tesla or SpaceX, his dumbass, but they keep plastering him on everything, despite him not only earning the accomplishment, right? What's up, right? Being a white man don't make you special, don't make you smarter. You fools have lost your mind. You white supremacists, you fucking racists, you skinhead clowns, right? Everybody's not rich, Mitch and Joe, that makes sense, right? No, that's what, I don't apologize for being rich. You know, Bitch and Joe, right? Mitch and Joe, right? And Elon Musk, right? As far as, that's so much for America and its qualifications. America has crashed different economies across the world. All right, now since Mitch and Joe has been in office over 20 times, it's catastrophic really bad in 2008. The banks collapsed last year. The banks collapsed in 2001. The banks collapsed in 2002. Signature Bank and all these other banks collapsed because these dumbasses are so unqualified, right? Not just that they just pissed through $606 trillion that the Lord Jesus made through me, and they have nothing to show for it. They're so damn stupid. They're no universal health care because these asshole racists ain't stand that. Not just that. All right, now, people like Jakes, does that make sense? Right now, there's no infrastructure. These jackasses are trying to fix no infrastructure. These assholes are trying to steal. My money was in the United States. What the fuck these racists do? This clown has racist suck, Sam, make me freeze, dick, oh, Joe, blow Biden. Right now, he was trying to steal from me while making me homeless, calling me niggers. Right now, he got me kicked outside. He was, trying to steal my money. Does that make sense? As this stupid-ass racist man, right now, start writing fraud checks to everybody. These racists didn't try to fix anything. These assholes start stealing money. They start writing fraud checks. They didn't pay for infrastructure. These dumbasses start writing fraud checks. Fat check me. They had to literally, at the international level, claw my money back because these stupid-ass racists tried to steal it, writing fraud checks. They didn't try to fix shit. They tried to steal it. What's up? Stupid asses. Fact check me about America and its record. India's racists have collapsed in the economy over 20 times since Mitch and Joe over 20 times since Mitch and Joe Biden's dumbasses have been in office, right? They keep collapsing over and over again because they're so fucking stupid. Right? So much for not being qualified. Not just that these racists in America and people like T.D. Jakes, these jackasses, these faggots in a dent no group, nobody's giving you faggot-ass, grown-ass man no handout. That's it, no. No. You faggots have begged for 3 straight years, and God forgive the F word. You buttholes have begged for 3 straight years after you tried to starve me, humiliate me, embarrass me, get me thrown out my house, do all manner of evil against me, call different countries, you didn't say about my qualification, my education, you call me niggers, and you said I'm a black girl that don't need money like this because you're white supremacy, you're racist, and you're skinheads. You call the Klan saying, lounge this nigger and frame this nigger and hang this nigger and doing all manner of evil against me like my life don't matter because you're fucked up and racist. Your grandparents are fucked up and racist. Your daddies and your moms are fucked up and racist. You're fucked up and racist too. What's up? Not giving your ass this money. I'm going to give you back your shitty American citizenship so you assholes won't be delusional enough to fucking beg me. I said no. I hope that you guys will agree to right now, that's for Florida right now. But as far as the United States is concerned, they did just tell dick boy shitty Mitch McConnell to sit his dumb, green, delusional, jealous, mad, racist, clown ass down, right? With old Bo Biden, his clown ass, right? I don't break bet with the United States, right? If we go offer the stock over Europe and Asia, all right, now South America may also buy it. Feel free to, right? All right, now Canada may also buy it in Jesus' name. All right, now that's for what I'm not selling American money. I'm not enriching these races. I'm not enriching these white supremacists. I'm not driving their white supremacist vision. These fools have lost their mind. No. I'm not going to, help you assholes oppress other people, harm other people, frame other people, lynch other people, do evil to other people, drive other people to poverty by trying to drop their work. I'm not going to help you shitholes harm other people. You fools have lost your fucking minds. No. I just dealt with that shit myself. What kind of jackass would I be to turn around and let that happen to other people? That's not right. These are some clown-ass Jim Crow racists. They stuck in there trying to stick their asses in there year after year to make sure America keep going down the same horrible path. These old dumb, delusional-ass, skinhead racists are, right? Nobody's going to enrich these shithole racists. That's not right. You don't treat people like that based on their skin color. You don't do people like that. You don't do that to people. These fuckers are so racist, they don't see human. They see color. They're so fucking stupid. You jackasses have collapsed the U.S. economy and the world economy over 20 times. Go back through these dumbasses' history because they're so unqualified. They dumbasses just pissed through $606 billion despite their years of resume of sucking dick and being racist. Being racist don't give you qualifications, stupid asses. That's why the economy keeps collapsing because your dumbass is so stupid, you're dumb as rocks, and you can't fix anything, you can destroy stuff. That's why the economy keeps collapsing over and over again because you're so damn stupid. Right? It don't make you smart because you're a white man. Look at Mitch McConnell and Joy, that's nothing to do with your color. These are the shit of the earth, and they're completely stupid. All they gotta do is suck dick and try to do evil stuff to people. It's not in your color if you're smart or not, right? The Lord says, time and chance. The Bible says, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says, promotion doesn't come from the east or the west. Not for the suffer. God is the judge. He sets down one and puts up another. It's not tied into skin tone or skin color. It shouldn't be perceived like that. Mitch and Joe are a prime example. Under their watch, the U.S. economy, they dumbasses in seats have collapsed over 20 times. Parts of Europe has collapsed over 20 times with the U.S. economy. They're so stupid. They told their dumbasses they're not qualified, right? They told their dumbasses, okay, if you're so qualified like her, produce the money she's made. They're so stupid. They've ran the country into the ground. They've had every white privilege and power. They dumbasses ain't made no money. They collapsed stuff over and over and over and over again. They're so damn incompetent. It has nothing to do with your skin tone because Mitch and Joe, they are prime examples. The poster child for stupid, despite them being white men. They stupid as fuck. It has nothing to do with your skin tone. If you're smart or not, no. It has nothing to do with your astuteness. These assholes claim to have so much experience. Where's their experience? They keep collapsing shit. They're so damn dumb. They said they collapsed before. You figure they learned. They collapsed again. You figure they learned. They're so damn dumb. They collapsed again and again. They're so fucking stupid. They didn't learn over and over again because they just don't have financial savviness. They dumb. They didn't tell their sorry ass to sit down and qualify, right? I'm going to give America back its citizenship. You don't have to worry about $616 because I'm not going to give it to you. Fuck your race. You call it a Klan because I'm not a criminal. No. If you're not racist like Mitch and Joe, please don't be offended. I don't know what to say. What do I call Mitch and Joe? Mitch and Joe did just get caught, right? Why they lied to the whole world, right? They said it was this and that. They just racist, right? What do I say to describe Mitch and Joe? What's up, right? Here's a $0 check. These racists trying to drop my money. I'm trying to do everything I can to get the hell out of this country. And they put me on a 3-week training program with 3 hours a week, right? And try to limit my hours even now, right? And lie about it, even though the line don't close to 8 o'clock at nighttime. They're so nasty to the fact that people kept calling me after hours today. What's up? What's up? They didn't tell these shitty-ass racists they're not qualified. They told them to make the money they don't make it so they compare themselves to me, right? in Jesus' good. I thank God for Jesus that talks to me when I'm not there. Thank you guys so much.